Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Most cases we have for Murder Monday are guys that probably look like me, and by that I mean they're not attractive. They're probably like really creepy. Actually, it sounds like I'm a serial killer, doesn't it? I think I fit the bill. But Ashley Flowers today, we're talking about probably like one of the most beautiful killers of all time. But we don't. She's not a serial killer, right? Just a crazy murder she's done.
She probably could have been, but she was pretty dumb and got caught. So when she gets to trial, she first said she was never there. Then she admits she was there, but it's these two different attackers. And by the time she gets to trial, she has a totally new story, and it was wild. She admits she lied to police before and said that she was doing it to protect Travis and his reputation because she says that he was abusive to her and that he was a pedophile.
Okay, well, those are some pretty big claims to throw out there
pretty
when somebody's dead.
Big claims. Yeah, she uses, there's a picture that I put on my Instagram at Indie Ash Flowers of the last pictures of them together, and she does have these like grade school braids in, and she says that he was into younger people. So she totally is throwing him under the bus, saying that she was afraid of him. And she tells this new story that she went there, they had sex, and then they were in the shower. He was showering, and she starts this photo shoot. And those are all the pictures we have online where, you know, he's dripping in water, and it's him from the back, and then it's his face. And then she says she dropped the camera, and this just enraged him. And he started attacking her, and she somehow got a knife and starts defending herself. But she stabs him over 20 times.
That's a lot of defense right there.
Yes. Jodi Arias is crazy. I mean, absolutely. And most of these stab wounds are in the back. So I don't know how he was attacking her if they're in the back. And finally, she ends up shooting him, like, just for good measure. And none of this adds up. So here's what the prosecution says. They said it wasn't self-defense. It was all premeditated. She had actually stolen a gun from her grandparents, like, weeks before. And when she planned this trip from Northern California to Salt Lake and making her stop in Arizona, she even got gas cans ahead of time. So that way she could fill them with gas and there would be no transactions in Arizona.
That's pretty smart if you're going to do it.
Right, to try and cover her tracks. But everything points to her thinking about this ahead of time and wanting to kill him. She's pissed. He used her for sex and then discarded her. But here's what I can't figure out, and I would love everyone's opinions. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. Did she go down there with the intention of, giving him one last chance to get back together, and then if he didn't, then she had this backup plan? Or was her plan all along to kill him, and then while they're having sex and all this stuff, like, somehow it's, like, making it better for her?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, I want to lean toward option A, like she's crazy and she's giving him a chance. But, I mean, she did a ton to cover up. And the craziest part was after she murdered him and she left, while she's driving, she calls him and leaves him this voicemail to put police off her tracks.
Genius, yeah.
This long voicemail about how, I haven't seen you in a long time and I'd love for you to come visit. And I mean, like, this 6-minute voicemail acting like everything's fine. But police didn't fall for it. The jury didn't fall for it. And she ends up getting convicted of first-degree murder. But no one could decide on the death penalty. They had two separate trials for her sentencing, and the jury couldn't agree. I think people have problem killing a beautiful girl.
Yeah. Like, if there's some big, fat, pudgy guy, like, kill him, I'll do it. But
right.
It's like, well, she's so pretty. Like, do you think maybe they didn't think she could do it because she was so beautiful also?
I think they wanted to believe her. She had no violent history in her background. It was such a violent crime. I think they wanted to think that it wasn't possible. Why would someone who has all this going for them and who is so beautiful resort to this just because someone didn't love her?
Don't scorn a woman.
So she ended up getting sentenced to life in prison without parole. She's sitting there in Arizona now. You can write to her, be pen pals with Jodi Arias.
Have you written to her? I feel like you have. Like, hey, girl, what up?
Hey, girl, I was in Arizona.
How you doing?
When do we go to the same places? For sure, yeah.
Oh my God, I could never ever do that. That's just
anything for a good Murder Monday.
That's insane. Wow. Okay. Well, I don't know. I feel like she was crazy and she knew she was going to kill him. She had no plans of getting back together. Because I could see how that could make anybody hurt, but especially upset if a guy like wants you to do all these things, but then he's like, oh, well, you're a whore, whatever. Like, I'm not going to be with you because you slept with me before we got married. But it's like, well, that's what you wanted.
I think that's a takeaway. Like, you don't mess with crazy girls. Like,
No.
No one thinks it'll happen, but don't play around with the crazy ones.
Do what I did till I got married, because my wife's beautiful. Before then, I just talked to ugly girls, because I'm an ugly guy. Ugly people are really nice. That right there is Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show, and I'm sure I'm going to get a lot of hate email for that one. Ashley Flowers from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, cool.